Hello friends, Denny Pruto here with another lesson on the topic of seeking the Lord. As you recall, we talked a little bit about God's purpose for individuals being to seek the Lord. This is why He created men and women and placed them on the face of the earth. And in Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 6, God speaks through Isaiah and says, "Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near." Now the question comes, how do you seek the Lord? In what way do you seek the Lord? In answering this question, I'm turning to 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and the first few verses. Listen to the Word of God in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. After this, the Moabites and Ammonites, with them some of the Meunites, came against Jehoshaphat for battle. Some men came and told Jehoshaphat, "A great multitude is coming against you from Edom, from beyond the sea, and behold, they are from Hazazon Tamar," that is, En-Gedi. Then Jehoshaphat was afraid and set his face to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah assembled to seek help from the Lord. From all the cities of Judah they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court, and said, "O Lord God of our fathers, are You not God in heaven?" And then Jehoshaphat continues to pray, seeking the Lord. You may recall that in our last lesson we spoke about the fact that often God will use His providence, capital P, providence, to provoke men and women who naturally turn their backs upon God to actually seek after God. God, in His providence, will put men and women in a corner, as it were, so that the only answer they have is to seek the Lord. One of the manifestations of this work of providence is fear. And as you see in this text, in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, when God in His providence brought enemies against Judah and Jehoshaphat, and a report was brought to the king, Jehoshaphat was greatly afraid. And what was the outcome of his fear? He determined to seek after the Lord. Jehoshaphat was afraid and set his face to seek the Lord. And then you see how it is that Jehoshaphat goes about seeking the Lord. He calls a fast. That's one thing he does. And fasting and prayer is a legitimate way in which you and I can seek the Lord. And historically, this has been a way in which individuals have sought the Lord in particular instances of difficulty. But then Jehoshaphat goes on, and he proclaimed a fast throughout Judah, and Judah assembled to seek help from the Lord. From all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. Jehoshaphat summons the people to Jerusalem and to the temple in order to seek the Lord. This was not an individual activity. This, my friends, was a corporate activity in which the people of the nation gathered in Jerusalem, and they not only came to Jerusalem, but they came to the temple. And the temple was the special dwelling place of God in the Spirit. You remember when Solomon dedicated the temple, that the Shekinah glory descended upon that new temple, and God dwelt there in His glory. The Shekinah glory is God's dwelling glory. And so the temple was the special dwelling place of God in the Spirit. In the New Testament, the church is the temple of God. Paul says to the Corinthians, we are the temple of God. Paul says to the church at Ephesus, you too are a special dwelling place of God in the Spirit. Peter says to those to whom he writes, we are living stones being built into a spiritual house to offer up spiritual sacrifices unto God. The church is the present day temple of God. And of course, the temple is a dwelling place of God in the Spirit, a special dwelling place of God. And so, in order to seek the Lord, you and I ought to repair to the house of God and gather with other children of God to seek the Lord corporately. This is the picture that's given to us in 2 Chronicles 20. Then what did Jehoshaphat do? And Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? And the prayer continues. Jehoshaphat gathered with all of the people in the house of God, God's special dwelling place, to pray. Prayer is one of the primary means of grace. Prayer is one of the means God has chosen through which He will accomplish His purposes. Prayer is a means of grace. There are other means of grace. The Word of God is a means of grace. The reading of the Word of God in the assembly of God's people is a means of grace. And when you hear the Word of God read, you should listen with intent to hear the Word of God, to hear what God is saying to you. And God may, in His goodness, illuminate your heart and mind to grasp the intent of the Word being read. The Word of God being preached is a means of grace. When the minister of the gospel proclaims the Word of God and presents the truth that is in the written Word of God, and he does so under the power of the Holy Spirit given to him and given to the assembly of God's people as they meet together, the preaching of the Word of God is characterized as the Word of God. You might remember that when the Apostle Paul was in Philippi at the riverside, gathered with a group of ladies, and he proclaimed the Word of God, there was a woman there by the name of Lydia who was listening. And as she was listening, the Lord opened her heart to respond to the things spoken by Paul. Paul was preaching, and the Lord opened her heart to respond to the things Paul was saying. Preaching is a means of grace. And then there's another means of grace. Singing the Word of God. The Apostle Paul says in Colossians 3:16, let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another with all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Teaching and admonishing one another refers to the preaching of the Word of God and to our receiving counsel from the Word of God as we listen to the Word of God in the assembly of God's people. And then we are to sing the Word of God. In the Reformed Presbyterian Church, of course, we believe in singing the canonical Psalms, the 150 Psalms of the Old Testament. And as we do so, God embeds that Word in our hearts. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. And since David was a prophet, and the prophets were inspired by the Spirit of Christ, the Psalms are the Word of Christ, and singing the Psalms involves our learning the Word of Christ and letting the Word of Christ dwell in our hearts richly. And so, you and I are to seek the Lord in the assembly of God's people in the New Testament temple by utilizing the means of grace. And it turns out then that this New Testament church, filled with the Spirit of God, utilizing the appointed means of God, is an engine of evangelism. In other words, you ought to encourage men and women who are in the community or who are your friends who are not Christians to join you in church, and you should invite them to come to church to seek the Lord while He may be found. And the best place for Him to be found is in the assembly of God's people, where the Spirit of God is present to bless the reading of the Word of God, to bless the preaching of the Word of God, to meet men and women in prayer, and to embed the Word of Christ in their hearts and minds through singing. The engine of evangelism is the New Testament church. And one of the vital ways of doing evangelism is to encourage men and women to come to church and to invite them to come to church and to bring them to church so that they once again can participate in God's appointed means. And so, how do you seek the Lord? You seek the Lord by coming to the assembly of God's people and by engaging in the means of grace. And if it's the purpose of all men and women to seek the Lord, and you are encountered by men and women who, in God's providence, have been placed in a corner by their financial circumstances or by the circumstances in their family with their children or their parents, or the circumstances that they're facing with their health, and they have no other recourse except to turn to God, you invite them to join you in the assembly of God's people to seek the Lord while He may be found. And you can pray for them that God will open their hearts to receive the Word of God, and that as they sing, they will have the Word of Christ richly dwelling within them. And in that circumstance, they will be converted to faith in Jesus Christ, because both you and they took seriously the injunction to seek the Lord while He may be found. Yes, friends, the Church of Jesus Christ, assembled for worship, filled with the Spirit, is a great engine of evangelism and the most profitable place in which men and women may seek the Lord. Thanks for listening.